those two girls catch up.
I saw that you were sending things late last night.
Late at the moment. 9:30. And then I wake up. I had another tidal wave dream, which has been a recurring theme, a recurring nightmare in my life since I was a child. And the tidal wave is always just like the monstrous, and it's crashing over a building. And I always have all my family with me, but not my newly created family, my parents and my grandparents and things like that.
The childhood dream.
Yeah, that's right. That's so true.
I was a little bit worried we didn't have anything to talk about in the podcast today, but now I'm glad that you brought that up because we can really dissect this.
I mean, it's up there with recipes.
Of annoying things to talk about.
Yeah, but we still love it, though.
What's the meaning?
All right. Tidal wave.
To dream of a tidal wave represents problematic life situations or uncertainty threatens to overwhelm you emotionally. Mm. You may be experiencing a high degree of stress or emotional drama.
No.
You may also feel swamped by unfamiliar situations, obstacles, or unwanted changes. Lisa, we've been very busy lately. I've been finding it hard to turn my brain off from work. Do you think
it's just work stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got things that we're trying to do.
Yeah, it must be that.
It's a bloody and I'm
biting my tongue. Like not like biting my tongue, like not wanting to tell people what I really think, like physically biting my tongue in my sleep and causing ulcers.
You know what I do to turn off?
What?
Play PlayStation. Play Xbox.
No, that's a terrible piece of advice.
Your brain turns off. You can't think. So I play Formula One racing. And the game is so intense that you can't think about anything else but it while you're playing.
That sounds like the least relaxing thing for me of an evening.
Can I just ask, are you and Dane okay?
Yes, we are.
Does it say that they're not?
Not according to this dream.
Really?
Well, example A, a woman had recurring nightmares about being inundated by tidal waves. In waking life, she was fearing that her marriage was in danger after becoming aware of her husband cheating on her.
No.
The tidal waves may have reflected her fear of being overwhelmed by uncertainty or problems if she discussed the cheating with her husband.
Okay. No.
Wash him away in that tidal wave, actually.
It's weird because that in the dream, the tidal wave is not coming at me. It's coming from behind us.
Oh, hang on. I've got it.
Like you're going to surf
it. Oh, behind. Well, I've got...
It's coming from the land, which really makes no sense.
That is strange. Yes.
Look, okay. Well, how about this one? A man dreamed of experiencing a tidal wave coming towards him. In waking life, he was experiencing his arthritis getting seriously out of control. I mean, you are very sore and sorry for yourself after that hectic Pilates session you did yesterday. Do you think that's it?
Hectic.
Did you do Pilates when you were a kid?
No. Pilates wasn't a trend exercise when I was a child.
It just says tidal wave dreams commonly appear at times when you're under a lot of pressure or going through a period of significant change. Water relates to emotions.
Okay.
I did a meditation session once where... She was like, just whatever comes into your mind, let it be there.
Okay.
Don't think about thinking. Just relax. And whatever comes, just let it happen.
Let it be.
Anyway, I was going through a stressful time.
Okay.
Mm.
And in the visions that came to my head were a washing machine packed full of clothes, like to the point that it was pushing the door open. And I was like, why is that washing machine pushing the door open? This doesn't make any sense. Anyway, throughout the meditation, it was an hour. And by about 50 minutes or so, whatever, you know, it was coming near the end, the washing machine doors opened and all the clothes came out but disappeared into water. Like, they just all went into water. And I was like,
wow.
And after the meditation session, I felt so good.
Okay, can I weigh in here?
What
as your
washing machines
meditation
mean?
Guide?
Oh, God.
To see or use a washing machine in your dream suggests that you need to change how others perceive you in order to be able to make a clean new start for yourself.
Does that resonate, Jason?
I'm trying to think of the time. Yeah, probably did.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you Googling?
Oh, I'm just replying to Nadia.
Okay.
Nadia sent us a message, Sarah, on Facebook.
All right.
Old school style.
Yeah.
Facebook Messenger.
Old media.
Facebook, old media.
Just like radio.
And she's just asking, hey, I was just wondering how I could listen to this morning's show. I missed most of it. Oh. So I'm just going to shoot her through
the podcast.
The podcast.
Because these
link.
People listening now are already all
They're
over
all
it.
They're all over it.
Like a fat kid on a cupcake.
But right now, the podcast anymore. Isn't up. Like, the people listening now it is, but to Nadia, while we're recording this.
Oh, yeah, up. But I'm still going to point her up. In that direction, aren't mm. I? That would be the right thing to do. I'm going to send her to our link tree. What
this
else
is my Zac Efron jacket, by the way, everybody.
What else is happening
I'm
with you
guys? I'm telling
you.
Okay, I
this
see it.
This is my 17 again jacket.
It is.
It doesn't look like it's
pleather. So we think Jace is very okay. similar to
also,
Zac Efron
I have a real issue with
style.
People saying vegan leather.
Yeah,
it's
the...
just it's just fake leather.
It's don't just a marketing ploy,
I know,
Sarah.
But it's ridiculous because then they can put huge markups on it by saying it's fake. Leather is all...
PU, is it PU leather?
PU, yeah. PU leather is another way of saying pleather.
Yeah, yeah. Soft plastic. That's what it is. That's what it is. Put that on your tag and then try and sell it for $300.
The thing is, Sarah, don't get...
That's what I paid for this.
Yeah, but you know what? Okay. That is a good... vegan leather jacket because I would never have known that
Me
just
either.
Looked like looks
quality.
Like a lovely buttery soft worn-in leather jacket you've had for years.
I'm not for certain that it's not real leather.
Well, come over here, let us smell you.
I thought $300 was like a cheap leather jacket.
Bring yeah,
because the other ones
lighter.
I was looking at were like
$1,500. I mean, I bought those leather pants that were on sale.
Smell him, Sarah. Smell him.
I thought you'd never ask. Yeah, I mean, it's got a leather smell to it.
Oh, guys, it's probably leather.
Are you sure?
No, that's not. That's no. not leather. That's bring me a lighter. Let's light it. And if it burns, it's plastic.
Okay.
If it doesn't, it's leather.
I don't think Jace wants to take that chance with his Zac
no,
Efron
I really
jacket.
Don't. I don't.
But I can see how you look to Zac as your style guide. Because in today's show, we talk about
you do,
guy.
You do,
and you should.
One jacket that I got because I liked him
no,
wearing it.
No, but your
again.
Style aesthetic is strongly
so, I mean,
Zac
look
Efron.
At this. Come
but
over
I
here.
Look, I didn't look at him and go, this is what I want to look
but
like.
But look at these images of him with it his new girlfriend me. That we talk about in today's show.
So let's talk about this girl, guys.
Let me
so
just
if
can you see this
if,
look?
If
I don't look like that.
Well, he's got a mask on his face, but...
Oh if you, okay, you guys haven't listened to the show
bloody
yet.
Paywall.
Why don't we do this, you two? Let's play the show so that our podcasters can listen to the Zac Efron's new girlfriend story. When we come back, let's do some deep diving because I have some sources in Byron Bay, and I reckon my sister is a nosy Parker.
Well,
I reckon
we knew Zac was in Byron well before the proper
I know,
media.
But
did.
I want to know more about her. So let's
we're
mess.
We're not proper media.
Let's
not,
message
also,
my
we found
sister
out from proper media.
No. We knew. We okay. knew earlier.
Mm.
Yeah.
Prove it.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. Those two
girls. Good morning.
Hi.
I've just been madly Googling the difference between our happy hormones. This is because I've had to explain the difference to my daughter, who's 9, after she had a cyber safety talk at school, and the expert came along and spoke to them about how being on social media or getting messages from people all the time gives them a hit of dopamine, a dopamine rush. So they have become her two buzzwords walking around the house lately. And whenever I'm doing anything, like sitting down reading the paper, she'll say, Mum, when this dopamine rush for you is finished,
oh,
could you please... XYZ. And I said, oh, darling, no, this isn't a dopamine rush. I think this is a serotonin level. This is just
a general happiness
and contentment.
Although she does know you rather well because, let's be honest, reading the paper,
I mean,
you
look,
do like
I do,
that a
I do.
Wash.
Well, I like it because it gets delivered. That's, and I do feel really up myself just having a delivered paper out the front of the lawn.
And that is you living on the edge.
That's true. Maybe that is a dopamine rush. Mm, I might have to clarify that with her. But then last night when I was doing the dishes and she wanted me to do something, she wanted me to go over a drama skit with her. And she said, Mum, right now when you're doing the dishes, this must be a huge dopamine rush
oh,
for you.
Right.
And I said,
correct.
Wrong. If you're going to bring experts into school, they really need to clarify what the difference is between a social media like and doing the bloody dishes. Although a really clean kitchen before bed does give me
really
some
does.
Kind
me
of
too. It floats my
high.
Boat.
I do get a happy chemical surging through my body from that.
Do you feel like you really want to be home right now cleaning the house?
No.
Oh, okay.
Never.
Not dopamine,
no.
Then.
I'd rather be here. Yeah, have a, releasing oxytocin. If we all have a group cuddle together,
is that oxytocin?
1.5 meters social
touch.
Distancing.
I really think we're getting all these wrong.
Oh no, I'll go back to Google. Play a song. I'll
she
come
didn't
back
do
to
science,
you.
No. Did you?
Biology. The highlight was dissecting a rat.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Savage love.
Downloaded Those Two Girls Catch Up after the show today from our app. This is Liz and Sarah.
Liz continually comes in late when she sings that song. It's so great. Speaking of coming in, let's go to someone coming back into Australia. It's Zac Efron.
I mean,
what a segue.
It's a bit of a stretch,
guys,
that one, isn't it?
That's why I sit here in this hot seat, because of segues.
What was
like
that segue? Coming in, coming home? What?
Yeah. Zac, you know what? Let's move fast. Let's move fast my shit segue, all right? I tried. Zac Efron has returned to Byron Bay. He flew into Ballina Airport on a Jetstar flight.
Oh.
After they'd been on a ski trip to Thredbo. The thing is, he had someone with him.
Okay.
It's his rumoured new girlfriend by the name of Vanessa Valadares. Valadares. Yeah. Valadares.
Oh, look, any name with a V reminds me of an Adam Sandler movie. Veronica Vaughn.
Oh, okay.
All look, of his female protagonists have double names. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, it's a great name. It's a great name. But here's the thing. Vanessa was waitressing at a local Byron Bay cafe when she met Zac Efron, and now they're going out. How does this happen in 2020?
Dream.
I mean, nobody hears these stories anymore.
Did they say what cafe?
Because
my sister lives in Byron. We can get intel.
No.
Really?
No. Apparently they met back in July.
Go on her Instagram. It'll be on there somewhere.
Well, I haven't looked her up, to
Sarah,
be honest.
Sarah, you know what this is,
oh, she's
though.
Quit her job apparently since, and she's staying with Efron at Belongil Beach.
Belongil. Get it right.
Sure. I'm not a Byron person.
Sarah, you know
what... surprise you.
You know what this is, this meeting of two people in this way.
Heaven?
It's...
Old school, old fashioned, retro.
A meet cute. Movie buffs will know the term meet cute. It's basically when it's used a lot in romantic comedies, and it's when the two lead characters meet for the first time, usually under funny or cute or unusual circumstances. For example, two people in a department store, the man's looking for pajama bottoms, the woman's looking for a pajama top.
Right.
Meet cute. Okay?
Okay.
So it's that sort of encounter, and this sounds like Zac Efron and Veronica Vaughn, or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Is that her name? Veronica Valadares?
Vanessa Valadares.
They had a meet cute.
Have you ever had a meet cute?
Of course I have.
Here we go. It's story time, kids.
You know what? Of course she has.
Well, I had a meet cute. I'll tell you the story. Take a seat, children.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, I was at university, Sarah, and I was a real wanker at the time. I was at a lecture, but I wasn't at a lecture because it was boring. And I went outside, and I know kids don't do what Auntie Lee's did, but I was bored and I was a loser and I had a cigarette. Because I was trying to be cool, and I sat outside the lecture hall and I had a durry, okay? And I didn't realise that a young man was watching me, okay? And when I walked back down to my car, there was something on my windshield, something rolled up, a little note.
Oh.
Inside the note, there was a cigarette. And the note said, I watched you smoke your durry outside the lecture hall. I thought you'd like this.
That's so romantic.
Would you go out on a date with me?
Wow, I've got tingles.
And I said, I looked around, lit up, and went, you've got yourself a date. Also, I don't smoke. It was during Loser Lee's days, okay? That's a horrible thing to do.
Yeah.
Also, I never bought cigarettes. I only scabbed them. So I mean, that doesn't make me an actual smoker.
Wow, that's even better. I mean, that's the perfect meet cute scenario, isn't it? Just scabbing durries off people. Wow. Okay, so
better.
There's got to be better meet cute stories than Lisa's lame attempt there. Okay.
13, 10, 16.
One of my girlfriends started dating her current boyfriend after they met on the bus. But the kicker was he had accidentally got on the wrong bus, saw her from a distance, and then continued catching the wrong bus route for months until he got up the courage to speak with her.
Oh, Sarah.
Cute.
Isn't that
you should write
cute?
A movie about that.
Well,
You really should.
Thank you.
It's at That's the top, a perfect
so it's on
meet
my to-do list.
Let's go to Guy on 131060. Good morning, Guy. What's your real life meet cute?
Hey, how are you there, girls?
Great.
Well, about probably 10 to 15 years ago, I used to hang out across the street at my current partner that I'm with now at a friend's house. And when we went to hospital, or I went to hospital, my partner that I'm with now was in hospital as well. And we ended up meeting up out of hospital, and we've been together ever since.
So you met this girl at a mate's house. You fancied her.
Didn't meet her at a mate's house. She lived across the street from my mate's house.
Right. But you end up in hospital and she happens to be there at the same time?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So all those times you could have met while she was living across the road from your mates.
Yeah, I know.
It's been like in a hospital courtyard.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Guy, that is a meet cute.
Good one, Guy. Right. Are you still together?
We've been together now for 4 years.
Oh, Guy.
Happy anniversary, Guy.
I want to risk one here. I haven't got their name or anything, but caller, have you got a meet cute story?
Yeah, it's Lee here, mate.
Hey, Lee.
Okay, Tell Lee, us. Wow us with your meet cute.
Mate, I've got a cracking story for you. So, you know the little sloth things you used to buy at Target, yeah, for the kids? They're like a little backpack sloth.
Oh, yes.
Right. So I was asking the lady at the front if they had some of them so I could get one for my little brother. And this gorgeous young Pommy lady said to me, oh, they're up near the lay-by section. I said, well, I don't know where the lay-by section is. Why don't you show me where that is? So she didn't work there. She was just a random sheila.
She was a customer,
Yeah, customer, yep. So she took me up there, got chatting on the way, asked her if she wanted to go for a coffee. She told me she didn't drink coffee, only hot chocolate. We are now celebrating our first year wedding anniversary in about a month. That was a few years ago, yeah.
Target makes people so happy at the best of times, and, let alone during a meet cute.
And good on you, Lee, for harnessing that moment and not just walking there by yourself, taking her with you.
It takes courage. If you want to have the meet cute story,
you've got to commit.
That's right.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Sarah, I know we're a little bit early to be talking about all things Halloween, and I know you're not a huge fan of the 31st of October, but bear with me because this may very well change your mind. I've come across an obituary for a lady by the name of Holly Blair. Now, she lived a private, normal existence, other than the fact that she's a witch.
Okay. The Holly Blair Witch Project. I'm familiar with it.
Well, there you go. So she chose to live her life as a sorceress.
Okay, like a good witch, like Glinda.
Yeah. Well, yes, I think so. She was. People say that she was had a great sense of humour, very unusual lady, but just did her thing. But Holly has become famous because
when you've
of
got
her,
the occult on your side, it's you can do that.
I mean, you just wanted to say the word occult.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Is there a Hogwarts joke in here somewhere?
So Holly...
She sounds like a Slytherin.
Holly's become famous because of the obituary that was written for her. People have sent this thing through the viral stratosphere. And a lot of people are saying that she's pre-planned this with a group of friends because it reads like just the most magnificent obituary. Take a listen to this. Holly Blair exploded into glitter and bats on August 17th, 2020. She is survived by 4 spoiled cats, 2 stinky dogs, 3 bad birds, a turtle, and an utterly useless frog named Fred, as well as 3 children and a husband of little to no importance. Her remains will be interred under a tree with the ridiculous multitude of animals she rescued, both wild and domestic. Her future plans include flying across the moon on her broomstick on Halloween. She has also promised to communicate with us from the beyond via the cockatiel Psyche. We ask that everyone carve extra jack-o'-lanterns on Halloween this year in her honour. All hail the Wicked Witch of Juniper Road. People all over the world are writing in saying, I did not know Holly, but I will be carving an extra jack-o'-lantern for
her. Are we sure somebody else wrote that and Holly didn't write it herself?
She may have written it with her friends. That's what people are saying. But the point is, you want a kicker of an obituary?
A witch obituary.
A bitch.
Obituary.
A witch a bitch.
Well, I think the best obituaries are the ones people write themselves, because there's a whole stack of them online and they're often by people who know that they're going to pass away and they've got the time to pen their last words. I mean, here's one from a bloke, Walter George Brawl Jr. of Newark and Dewey Beach, is a dead person. He is no more. He is bereft of life. He is deceased. He has rung down the curtain and gone to join the choir invisible. He has expired and gone to meet his maker. He drifted off this mortal coil on insert date at insert time at his home in insert location. His spirit was released from his worn out shell of a body and is now exploring the universe. He was surrounded by his loving wife of insert time years. I mean, it just goes on.
So he's prepared.
Walter
is
a template. Walter is the kind of person who in his life loved an Excel spreadsheet.
That's it. He's got the template
he's a planner,
ready to go.
He is locked and loaded for have this thing pushed
all
out.
All you need is Google Docs and you've got to give someone your password and then you've got it. I'm ready to go, Sarah.
I've got to pass on my passwords to people.
You do.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Can you write my obituary?
Of course.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
They say money makes the world go round, but here on Early Breakfast with Those Two Girls, Lise and I believe milk makes the world go round. I mean, milk, don't underestimate its importance. It's packed with nutrients, calcium, phosphorus, vitamin B, potassium. Excellent source of protein. It's going to protect your bones from fractures.
I mean,
okay?
Here's the other thing. We don't have any budget to give you guys proper prizes.
That's the real reason.
Yeah, we got no money.
What we can give you is approximately $3.
L-A-S-H-C-O-W. It's the Flash Cow. Bring in your milk. Call us up now if you want milk.
Yeah, that's right. This is an amalgamation, like unpasteurised milk with the cream at the top and the good stuff underneath, of Sunrise having fun with their cash cow. Today's show having fun with their I Wake Up With Today. And we have created our own little moment of joy. All you have to do is call 131060 and say the five little words, I wake up with those two girls. It's actually seven words.
Let's be very clear, though. Like those telly competitions, if you don't say those words in that order, if you say, hi, girls,
no milk for you.
You do not get your calcium this morning. And wouldn't that be a crying shame?
It would. There's osteoporosis in your future.
Sarah, that's taking it a bit. That's fear-mongering.
That is fear-mongering.
And they can take us off the air
for
that.
Do you want the milk or don't you want the milk? 301060, I wake up with those two girls.
A lot of people calling. Who are we taking, Jace? Just someone at random?
Yep.
Oh, it's a risk.
Do I pick a number? Okay, my eyes have landed on number six.
What?
Line number six.
Six has just jumped out.
Sorry.
We don't have a line six.
Yeah, that one, the one that's just lit up.
I've got 10 lines flashing at me.
Have you guys done competitions before? Just pick someone and I'll click on it. Simone from Greenbank.
Thank you, Jace.
Hello.
No!
Okay, that's an example of what not to do, because Simone, in such a polite turn of events...
Don't be polite to us.
..has said hello before saying, I wake up with those two girls.
Scream it at us.
Brian from Redcliffe.
I wake up with those two girls.
Yes,
he's done it.
Brian. Okay, it's 5:41 a.m. How do you feel about this prize?
Oh, yeah, why not? First thing, I'm on my way to work. I could say something that'll incriminate me.
What are you going to do with your milk?
Well, I used to call the milk about a kid because he's a skeleton by the leader when I was a kid.
There you go.
Okay.
Straight down the hatch.
Full circle.
I'll find something for it.
Well done, Brian. So. Congratulations to you. You are this week's winner of Flash Cow. What a thrill.
Those two girls.
I took the boys, Sarah, to Sushi Train the other night. We hadn't been in ages. Dane was on night shift. I didn't want to cook.
That's because you could never take the whole family to Sushi Train now that the children are getting older. If you've got a man and children with you, goodbye $80.
It is too much. Remy is eating too much. I actually feed him before we go.
The equivalent of having starter drinks before hitting the clubs. This is,
like now I'm like, who wants six peanut butter sandwiches? Also, we're going to Sushi Train. So it's
you're allowed to have one blue plate when we're there.
It's too much.
$3 or $3.50, that's it.
That's not this story, right? Okay. So we finally get in because obviously they're being very COVID safe at our local. So we had to wait outside for a moment and then finally a booth became available. So we were so excited, the three of us. Walked in, and of course, now at each table there's a hand sanitizer pump sort of sitting amid the soy sauce bottle and the wasabi dishes and the chopsticks and what have you. So I said to the boys, right, sit down, take your spot. I don't let the youngest sit near the train itself because he just.
They always want to touch that conveyor belt, don't they?
They touch everything.
Once he's on it, he's not getting off.
He's not on. But I said, each of you. Wash your hands. Get the hand sani. Pump it out. Wash your hands. Max, six-year-old Max, who, you know, like head in the clouds, like that child is a problem.
No, look.
Max.
He's a delight.
Grabbed the soy sauce and emptied it onto his hands, thinking it was the hand sanitizer.
What an idiot.
What a tool. That's how we started.
Did you look and think I bred that?
That's exactly what went through my mind. I mean, that's
I'm
how
I'm just looking because I.
Can you believe
they're
that?
They're different colours. Have you not taught your kid different colours?
He doesn't look at anything he's doing ever.
You know what? You should have punished him by saying the wasabi was avocado. That's the only way they could have. You could have got back at him for doing that.
I mean,
that.
Also clear nasal passages for life. Not a bad outcome, though.
All right, we're going to get out of here.
All right.
See ya.
See ya.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Okay.
Okay, what time is it? 5:50. It's too early to call my sister, isn't it?
Well, can we tell them how we knew, Lees, that Zach was in Byron? And we didn't disclose that information.
I don't know.
And
how
we knew for
how
months
we
beforehand. Well, when we were working on the Gold Coast, we were chatting with a friend who said he had been shown a copy of Zac Efron's license.
That's right.
Because Zach lost his wallet at the beach in Byron. Someone handed it into the police and someone in the station took a photo and then showed it to our friend and said, Zac Efron's in Byron.
And your friend only came to you girls and did not go to the media?
No, our friend didn't want to get his friend in trouble.
If you find Zac Efron's wallet,
yeah,
do you hand it in?
Yes,
well,
of
yes, because he's still
would.
A person.
He's still a person,
and
yeah.
You know what? That is like.
Also, you think this man is so famous? Give him some anonymity for a little bit longer in Byron. You know, he was probably living.
Yeah, but if you just keep the wallet, then you've got a piece of Zac Efron memorabilia.
I mean, do you have any semblance of Catholic guilt about you at all, Jason? Okay,
none.
That's it. No. No,
no.
Smited.
I would hand in credit cards, money, anything like that. But
a license is what you need.
How annoying! Let's talk about life logistics. Life.
No, like he can have his license. He can have all the cards. I'll just have his wallet and go. This is Zac Efron's wallet. I've already got his jacket.
But then, how do you prove it's his wallet?
Yeah,
good
it
point.
Means nothing.
Can you come and
DNA.
Have a look at his style? No,
on eBay. It's Zac Efron's wallet.
I would hate to be that level of famous and people just like
Jace,
everyone
you need a pair of
you.
White
okay,
high
so
top
see what
cons
he's got black
next.
See this? He needs it's actually a pale blue.
He needs white high tops,
is
Sarah.
That track pants. Is that track pants?
No,
they're
I
joggers.
Think it's a jean. I think it's a loose straight leg man jean.
I do like his duffel bag.
In a black, yeah. See
I like a duffel bag.
It's a casual look and the sort of half tuck. Is pretty hot.
Yeah, I think they call that a French tuck.
I want to see
a
that
French
on you tomorrow
tuck.
Morning.
White high tops, please.
Okay. In fact, I think Sarah should do, your Sarah should do a series on Zac Efron style
if
for
you
men.
Tell my Sarah I look like Zac Efron, she'll laugh at you.
I'm going to tell her right now.
Guys, speaking of lookalikes, The other night, I put this up on my own Instagram, I think. The other night, the kids and I were watching Zootopia, which is possibly my favourite Disney movie ever. Although I do take issue with the fact that it's called Zootopia and or Zootropolis. Have you noticed that?
No.
Okay. If you click on it, and I've seen this before on different platforms, some streaming platforms have it down as Zootopia, others have it as Zootropolis.
Is that why I haven't found it when I've searched?
Potentially. Anyway, there's a character in Zootopia, because I call it Zootopia, Chief Bogo.
Yeah.
He's the police chief, okay, of Zootropolis, the police station. The kids and I were watching it because we watch it on repeat and they were like, holy crap, that looks exactly like Dad. And it's so true, Sarah. Dane is a dead ringer for Chief Bogo.
What's his name?
Chief Bogo. He's a giant buffalo, an angry buffalo.
Yeah.
Isn't that Dane to a T?
That's Dane.
It really is.
That
you know when
sloth
people
scene
really
is so funny.
Remember a few weeks ago we were talking about hot cartoons? I really wish you had that knowledge then you could have said Chief Bogo.
Chief Bogo.
Yeah.
Have you seen Zootopia?
Oh, I think so, but it's not one of my favorites.
Oh,
have
God,
you seen
I love
the emoji
it.
Movie?
No, I hated that. I saw some shorts.
What?
Did you watch Fight Club yesterday?
I don't like emojis. They annoy me.
What? But that's where core memory and everything comes from.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What? Wait, what? Core memory, what?
That do you
from
mean
emojis?
Like the emotions movie?
Yeah.
Oh, you know how I feel about emojis.
It's so oh no, hang on.
No, you're not talking about emoji. You're talking about the five.
The emoji movie's good. Yeah, what's the one I love? What's the one I love?
I didn't think you'd like the emoji movie.
I did like it.
Pause for 2 seconds.
No, you're talking about
what is it?
A little girl who moves house and she feels sad and she feels angry and she feels jealous and she feels all of those things and all of those emotions live up in her brain and there's a whole party going on up there. What is that movie called? It's definitely not the bloody emoji.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not that one. Oh, God, when there's like, come fly with me, Virginia, come fly.
So
Virginia is a
I could be wrong here, but I don't think we're recording.
Jace, when are you uploading this podcast? Nadia needs to know.
I just said I don't think we're recording. Well, my computer's frozen. Like the button's red, so it says it, but there's no movement on my computer because it's frozen.
What's that called?
Oh my God, Sarah, we're not recording the bloody podcast.
I think there's another way I can get it. So we'll just continue and hopefully people get it.
Inside Out.
We've had some really good chats.
That's it. That's a great movie.
Yeah, that is good. The kids did love that. I liked that. I liked it.
Really nice. Really nice. What did you ask me if I watched yesterday? Fight Club.
Fight
no,
Club.
I didn't.
Did you watch
it? No.
I looked for it. It's not on Stan or Netflix.
Oh, what a shame. What about Prime? Is it on Prime?
I don't have all of them.
Is it on Prime, Sarah?
Oh, hang on. Hang on, Lise.
Where are we at with our Hypercolor t-shirts?
Confirming logos. I think we should give people a choice of the logos.
I know what I'm going to choose.
I know what you're going to choose.
Hands down, I know what I'm going to choose.
But I wonder if it's a screen printing process as the orders come in. If someone's like, I want this one.
We have to ask the production people.
I want
people.
This one. Well, that's the question I'm going to go and ask.
Yeah. If they have the option, sure. Fight Club, find it.
Or do we put it on our Instagram stories and do a poll? Which logo do you want on a Hypercolor shirt?
Sure.
I mean,
let the people decide.
The thing is, Lise won't wear it unless it's the logo she wants.
Let the people have their opinion, but let Lise choose.
Yes.
I've already chosen. I know.
It's saying it's on Amazon Prime.
You know what you girls should do?
What?
You should make bomber jackets.
That's way too hard.
That's a high cost per unit.
It's high cost per unit.
And we've learned our lesson there.
Also, it's bulky.
And we can't shove them into
cool.
the pages.
They are so cool. I did get,
can you imagine?
Sarah, we did get a DM from someone going, guys, I'd totally buy. Actually, I think it was Jason G. Hi, Jace. Different Jace.
Yeah.
Jason G said he would absolutely 100% unequivocally buy a Hypercolor t-shirt. And he added in his message, Sarah, that it's okay because he lives in a metro area. And if that does not speak to our customer service skills, I don't know what does.
With this next setup we have, it's $12 flat rate shipping anywhere in Australia,
anywhere.
No matter how many you buy. So Lou out at Longreach has already said she's getting them for the whole family. I mean, they'll take 2 months to turn up like the dressing gown did, but they're going to be there. And I really feel like Hypercolor in Longreach is a thing that's...
It's not just in Longreach.
It's that thermal technology is really going to be tested out there in those 47 degree days.
Oh, how very exciting. Actually, on that note, what were our podcasters called, Sarah?
Well, we had lesbians.
We did have lesbians. Jace wasn't here during that.
Which but are really just fans of Lees.
Yeah, yes. But we did. We needed one for you, but then we'd come up with one.
The serotonins.
Oh, Sarah, that's good. You've done it.
Thank you. It was after we were talking about serotonins.
It's an amalgamation.
Yeah, but you need one that's together.
Yeah, and there was. It was something like heebie-jeebie. Remember?
Oh, the heebie-jeebies.
Aaron did it. What was it, guys?
Did he make that up off of the spot?
No, it was like the... Oh, God.
Mayo was a code word.
Is Aaron awake?
So was. What was the other code
mayo
word?
Is a code... How did mayo even come up? Like, what kind of shit do we talk about on here?
I've got no idea.
What was
you
the whole mayo
back
thing?
Every now and then.
No, thanks.
What was the
that's
mayo
a kind of
thing,
punishment
Sarah?
I don't need. You know what? One time when we were doing the Gold Coast breakfast show, there was this break that Lee's did that was on bloody gendered Lego, and it went for 8 minutes, and it was so bad.
And we got in so much trouble.
Lost her way at one point, and then she just looks at me and she goes, "Well, Sarah," and I was like, "I don't know what." I don't know. I mean, what Lego did you end up? Was it the pink or the blue Lego, Lees? Anyway, it was so
who
bad.
Who let you do an 8 minute?
Nobody
let
us. It went
it just
bloody
kept
awry.
Going. And then whenever the team did something wrong, someone had to listen to Lisa's Lego break.
As punishment.
I got to listen to the break.
Oh, my God.
Eight minutes.
If we ever did a bad break again, we'd be like was it Lego Bake Brad?
Was it Lego Bad?
It was never
in
Lego
Radio
Break
Land,
Brad.
There is no show that would let you speak for 8 minutes straight.
Guys, I have a conundrum, though. Okay, first of all, if you're a regular listener, can you please DM us and tell us what the name of our podcasters are? Like TTG is TTG. What the hell was it? Someone tell me. Secondly, the other thing of information is that Sarah and I are doing a shoot today for the Hypercolor team. Oh, no, that's
no,
a
we're
shoot
not.
For something. What is the shoot for today?
Don't, you can't
not
say
that.
No.
You dum-dum.
Okay, we're doing a shoot today. Stand by.
Formals have been given the green light. I'm so happy for grade 12 students.
Well, not in bloody Melbourne, Sarah,
no,
surely.
No, it was Melbourne, I think.
Everywhere. How are they going to do that?
Well, people just dress up and go somewhere.
Do you know, I mean, I didn't go to schoolies, so I care not for schoolies, but if I had missed out on the school formal, if I had missed out on having spiral tendrils and rosebuds in my hair from Spotlight, I would have had this.
You know what? I missed out on my last day of school ever.
Why?
You know the muck up day, like
the
final
best.
Day?
That is the last day.
Where everyone
day of
goes around
12.
Signing everything.
It's
to each other.
So good.
I missed out that day.
People were putting undies
car.
On the statue of Mary. Oh, condoms on her hands. Oh, it's good times. Good times. I didn't. I was just a watcher.
Oh, Sarah, you're so bloody
sheep.
Righteous.
You're a sheep.
How no, annoying. But I laughed, encouraged.
Watching.
Good one.
Watching.
Good
is...
one. You're the one God's going to have a problem with. Good one.
God also
and we ran in
the
water at South Bank.
It's so fun.
Did you get on the news? You know when the news is always down there? It's kids are... And the news reporter's like,
grade 12
these kids have finally
crazy.
Checked out. And then it goes to the behind them and the kids are running in the water like, oh, my God. It's the same every year.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
What a celebration.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting.
It
and
is so
like,
exciting.
What am I going to do with myself now? Been in an institution for 13 years.
I know.
And that freedom of like when you actually realise that your university lecturers and tutors did not care if you were there or not.
No.
That
I was a mature
100%
age student
you.
When I went to uni. So I went to uni. I started uni at like 22, 23.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. Like there was the kids that were there, like I was there to study.
Yeah.
But I remember I went to... There was
what did
one,
you study?
I did... I started graphic design and audio engineering.
Yeah.
And then I changed to business.
Okay.
And so I did business in entertainment.
And isn't it funny? Now you're doing both.
Yeah. I did a little bit of graphic design.
Yep. And now all those skills are employed now. Yeah. Aren't they?
Interesting. But yeah, no one cared if I was there or not. No. There was one class, it was history of modern art.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't get into it.
The funny thing is, like, now as a 39-year-old woman, I have full respect for anybody who actually wants to go back to university and get another degree under their belt. But when I was, you know, 20 sitting in a lecture theatre and the 36-year-old would put their hand up and ask questions, you'd just be like, God, Christine,
Sarah,
no.
Here's something profound. What? Youth is wasted on the young. Because really, study is better suited to when you are older, when you can manage your time.
Interested.
When
because you're genuinely interested in,
right? So going to uni when you're 19 and just wanting to party it
I
up
was 17.
And experience,
you didn't
just go for a year. You were still there at 19. Is my point.
I was still there at 22.
Yeah, but you know, it's wasted because it's not that time in your life when you're as focused. Also, I dislike the fact that you say 39-year-old woman when you know full well that I'm 40 and you're just saying that to rub it in.
That's right.
How many more months you got?
Not long.
2 more months.
Also,
we have
to plan Sarah's 40th.
You look so youthful, Sarah.
What the hell are we going to do?
The fake tan. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Will's said to me the other day, he was like, have you been using a new night cream or something? And I said,
no, you've just been away for a couple of months.
I do have some fake tan on. He was like, must be it.
Is he trying to get in your pants?
Maybe. I mean, it worked.
Oh, you hussy.
Sarah, that is not like you.
I know.
Guys, I'm married. I have to put out occasionally. That may surprise and shock you.
I have a big conundrum.
What? Is it about putting out? What is it? What's the segue from that conversation?
No, it's not. It's not about that at all. My beautiful mother-in-law,
yes,
is wanting to show her support for the podcast now that she's seen that we're number 40 on the chart.
You can't let her do that.
No. And she said, can you show me how to download podcasts? Because I said to her, Anne, you would love podcasts. You know, she likes having things on in the background.
Try conversations with Richard Feidler.
I'm trying to point her. So now I'm like, she's like, because I'd really like to listen. And I was like, no, I don't think you
Do you want me to put off a separate podcast? For your mum.
That's just
the show. Like it's
I give her a separate link and she just listens to like really highbrow conversation. She said she likes to listen to Alan Jones. Maybe I could take that.
And let's just cut you guys into Alan Jones' chat. If I could just record you to do a generic like, yeah, that's great, Alan. Very good point. Like stuff like
my
that.
My sister-in-law, now she's savvy. She even said to me the other day, she's like, yeah, I don't think I should listen. She said, sometimes I catch the end of your show. She's an Ambo. Mm. So sometimes when she's still on shift, she'll either catch the beginning or the end of the show. And she's like, even then I struggle because she knows too much. No. Okay. I think she likes it. Well, she has to. We're family. But I think it's because she's privy to a different side of me. And it's just crossing the boundaries.
Which side's the real side? The podcast or the one that you give your family?
No, but you know what I mean.
She is living a lie in her family life, I can confirm.
I am not, Sarah.
She's a very different person at home than she is. She has a real, like, when she gets here, it's like William Wallace, freedom, and she just lets it all out on the table.
No, but you know, like, I'm not going to talk about, like...
Yeah, she goes rogue here, there's no doubt.
I'm not going to talk about pissing the bed with my... I'm still not over that. Although I will say that Novak
Djokovic.
It's the name of the product that I had to spray on the mattress. It's called Novak Cleaner. No vacuum cleaner. Remarkable.
Oh, that's great.
Highly recommend.
Okay.
Highly See, this is what I mean. She can't listen to this. She can't, Sarah.
I mean, I would have just, I mean, I applaud you.
For what?
Because of how, I mean, I would have taken that to my grave. If Wills was away and I wet the bed as a 39-year-old woman.
Oh, shut up!
I would take that to the grave. Maybe something changes when you turn 40 and you've just got...
It does.
Yeah,
it does change, guys. I don't care anymore.
Because you know it's downhill from there. So.
I know, it's not that. I just actually don't care. I am who I am.
Pee and all.
The funny thing is, years ago, we were asked to be the face of an incontinence underwear brand.
I mean, at the
and
time,
Lisa and I were like, it was... We didn't know what to say, so we were just like, oh, look, neither of us have that issue, so it would kind
the
of
face,
be...
the bladder.
The bladder of it.
They're probably going to reach out again soon.
Right, she and is. We were like, I mean, oh, sure. Look, we're currently chatting with another label. About that, so we'll just pass. Like, we just lied.
The thing
we didn't want to say no because we appreciate that it's a great product, but we were like, we're not using it in our day-to-day life, so I don't think it's right. It's a right fit for us. I mean now
that,
it's all like the period undies, right?
Yeah, that option probably would have been better.
Yeah, yeah, probably. But we were young and naive. We were 35.
But that was before they were marketing incontinence underwear as period undies.
Yeah.
Now it's all the rage.
Yeah. You know, Bonds have got period undies now.
I know, except I've priced them out, Sarah.
Too expensive.
Well,
I refuse to pay $15 for a pair of underwear. I went to Bonds just for... Hi, Jace.
Oh, I was just
Jace's
thinking.
Jace's eyes just glazed out because... It was like buy three, get paid.
I buy Calvin Klein undies. They're my favorite.
He's a real brand whore.
I go to Cotton
I am not a brand whore.
Yeah. You are.
Oh, Zac Efron jacket. Settle Calvin down, Klein Zachy. Undies. I mean, Lee's modeled for Calvin Klein himself. Does she wear Calvin Klein undies? No, she doesn't.
No, I took a heap when I left. I took so many samples, still like a going. Suitcase of samples.
Remember when we did...
What a thrill.
We did an event for Business Chicks last year and Miranda Kerr was one of the speakers. Anyway, they just had boxes and boxes of her Cora organic products out the back.
I will say,
and the Business Chicks
products.
Girls are such a great team. They will laugh if any of them are listening to this. And they're like, yeah, take a few products. That's fun. It's dead set. We would have taken poor 50 products
so
each.
Many. But, you know, I'm converted to Cora.
Yeah.
I will buy again.
Yeah,
so
well,
that
you've still got a whole stock at home.
Look, I'll buy again when I'm 73 because I've still got that much of it that I'm good to go for two
and
more.
And you'll buy
again
when they're
least.
On sale because they're very expensive.
Yeah, but they are good, Sarah. They are nice. Good. Mm. I reckon
Miranda
I've got a glow.
Remember when we did
early
that event?
On the, like, that skincare.
Yeah, her face did. Oil and stuff is good.
She did.
I remember with that
oil.
Body glow stuff and we were at an event and it was... It was a, I don't know, some party, and Lise was like, put some of this body oil on me. And I was like rubbing her.
It was a body, it was
rubbing
a
her over
bronzer,
a bronzer.
Oil thing.
And then Lise just looked like she'd stepped off the bloody Baywatch set of like brown and beach. And I was like, shit, put some on me too. I just looked dirty. Lise, what's that dirt on your arm?
Ugh, bronzer.
Sarah came from the coal mines.
It's like colouring Sarah in. So, like, if you put it on my base, if you put it on the base of my skin, it just adds a sheen because my colour is, my skin is already darker.
Dark.
But on yours, it's like it requires very diligent blending.
I basically need a blending sponge to put,
speaking
contour
of blending,
my body.
I got Max to put on, I put, you didn't notice, but I did put fake tan on the weekend.
No, I didn't because
didn't
you're always... A beautiful caramel colour.
Well, I did, guys.
I mean, it looks good.
Well, clearly, he couldn't
tell. Well, I couldn't even tell. That's got to be good, isn't it?
And I got Max.
If there are no tells, when I think of my teens, I walked around with orange hands and orange feet.
I don't have any.
Is it a gradual tan?
It's.
I mean, I left mine on for 2.5 hours, which guaranteed me a deep tan.
2.5 hours?
2.5 hours for an express tan deep.
Who do you get to do your back? I got Max to do it.
No, I've got very flexible shoulders.
Aero.
I can basically dislocate my shoulder blades to get my middle back.
Bondi Sands Aero. Have you guys used that?
I used a Bondi Sands.
I use that.
The beach.
Half an hour gives me a nice little glow.
Do you use fake tan?
Every now and then.
How
not
very
often.
Metro of you. I love that for you.
Zac Efron uses fake tan.
100%
does. No way.
Zac Efron uses Bondi Sands. I'm sure that's why you've got it.
I don't think he uses fake tan.
Hashtag Zinfluenced.
Zacfluencer.
Zenfluenced.
Get effed. Get Efroned.
Sucks.
Jace has been effed.
I like it.
All right.
Well, yeah. That's funny because Lisa's equivalent of Zac Efron is Elle Ferguson.
Well, it is and it isn't, Sarah.
100%.
I mean, stop harping on about that. It's not everything she wears. I appreciate her aesthetic. I like that it's slouchy and I like that it's a bit masculine. I dig it. But there's lots of other people that I like, you know, their aesthetic of.
I just had the last thick boy.
Speaking of thick boys, I saw two fat rats fighting on the way to work this morning. They were so rotund, I actually thought, are they baby possums?
Wow.
Were they?
Huge. No, they were definitely rats.
Oh, little piggy bastards.
Little thick boys. I was like, get into it.
Did I tell you about the cockatoos I saw?
Yeah, you told us that on the
light,
radio.
On the light? On the street light?
Fighting.
Well, this is when I always know I need to get new glasses. Because I was looking up,
fighting.
I was like, look at those two white cockatoos. They're sitting so still. God, they must just love it up there. And then as I drove closer, I realised they were cameras.
God.
I was like, who's a pretty boy?
The camera's getting you while you got your phone out. Like, look at that cockatoo. He's trying to take photos.
Oh, my God.
My mum.
You are going to live a rich and colourful life when you're old because you're just going to think that all kinds of inanimate objects are really wondrous creatures. Yeah. And I'll be your companion going, that's right.
Yeah, I'll be waving at wheelie bins again. Hello.
I'll just spend my morning setting random objects up around the house. And then you'll be like Snow White and you'll think something's Bambi and you'll just be living it up.
That's nice because, you know, in some dementia wards in aged care units, they set up bus stops and everything so
wonderful.
That people can like have their day out in their imagination, which is just a little slice of magic, I imagine, for them. And so I kind of like that idea, Lise, where hopefully I've got all my faculties except this blurred vision. But I can come back with lots of stories.
What are you going to do for me, though, is the question.
Well, I'm writing your obituary, aren't I? Lise Garlaw. What a loose unit. 1980. So you know what? You'll probably be like that 111-year-old
woman.
Sarah,
don't say that shit.
There was
what are you
a
doing?
There. Is this wood? Is this wood?
Yesterday on Anastasia Palaszczuk's Facebook page, she sent a happy birthday message to this lady, Mabel or something her name is, who's now Australia's oldest living person. 111 she turned yesterday. 111.
I don't know if you'd want to live that
strange.
Long.
She
That's
looked
a
really,
very long
No, she was
time.
Up. She was with it.
They look like you look at some 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds, and they look horrible. And then you look at 111-year-olds, and they look so good. Like
can you imagine getting to 85 and still being like, I've got 25 years left to go?
Oh, my God. But this is the thing. Like, on the weekend, I had my grandparents over. Grandpa just turned 89, and I think Grandma's around 85. And, you know, they're very, they're just wonderful because they really want to know about how we live our lives these days. And
they want to listen to your podcast.
No, but they wanted to know what a podcast was.
Yeah.
How, you know, what? How is it different to radio? And even explaining that technology, that it's basically radio on the internet, you know, is a concept that has moved well beyond them because you're asking them to join two dots that never existed in their life. In their
They're still on AM
radio.
No,
they're not listening to radio. They're not listening to radio at all.
No, but the radio that they remember would have been AM.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, which is very talkbacky and...
Mm. Well, not in New Caledonia.
Oh, what are they listening to pop music in their... Elderly years, are they?
You had Bieber in 1995.
No, they don't live in New Caledonia. They live here in Australia. But I'm saying back in, I don't know if there was a New Caledonian radio station back when they were there.
What, did they just like communicate in Morse code or something to tap out the conversation?
Probably.
A great joke, guys. Really good.
Well, these people there were sort of like the Hiltons.
Oh,
okay. New Caledonia, I suppose. You know, like Paris Hilton's family.
Are they still rich?
Yeah.
The Hiltons.
Oh, yes. God, yeah.
You know,
well,
because,
that's an empire.
Well, I know there's a lot of stories about Paris Hilton at the moment. Like,
how old is Paris?
She's the same age as us.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Let me confirm that. You know, I stood 2 feet away from Paris Hilton once upon a time.
You know, whenever I went to Cairns, I used to stay in the Hilton Hotel up there, and for some reason I thought that I would run into Paris.
Mm.
At the Hilton in Cairns.
Oh, my God,
really?
Jace. That's
I had dreams.
Yeah.
But When did you stand beside her, Sarah? Liz,
you're not the only one who's got stories.
Well, tell them then, for the love of God. What you're telling us is two cockatoos that were cameras.
So
bring out your good gear. Yeah.
Was it Paris Hilton or was it a light?
All right, so this is going to sound like a weird flex when I set the scene.
Oh, God, here we go.
But when I was modelling, Liz wasn't the only one. She was just the better one. All right, that's the difference.
Very good.
Oh, weren't
you
in a Bunnings ad or something? Weren't you?
Yeah, look, that was in my 30s. That wasn't in my heyday.
This was my heyday. The Bunnings ad.
This is my heyday. And I won a competition for Queensland that was called the L'Oreal Paris Face That Stops the Nation.
Whoa. And your face does stop a nation.
Wow, Liz, that's the nicest thing you've ever said
to me. I think she said that as a burn.
No, I didn't. She should have won it.
You need friends like
did
that because
it
didn't stop the nation, Liz, no.
Who
but
stopped
I represented
whose
Queensland.
Whose face stopped the nation?
A young girl from Perth,
Well, she's
actually,
forgettable now. Is she
yours
had this show?
At least slow the nation down at all?
I don't think so. But it was all tied up with Melbourne Cup and the Victoria Racing
Did
Club.
Did your face pause the nation?
Might have like paused and quickly been like, what is wrong
was
with
there
TV?
Was there a quick glitch in the nation?
Well, it was. This was like 2003, 2004. Anyway, we got to go down to the Melbourne Cup Carnival for 2 weeks. We were on floats down the main street and everything, right? But it was the year when Paris Hilton was there as the special guest. And it was a Channel 7 competition. Hot. That's how I met Shelley Craft, Liz.
Oh, I met her too.
Yeah, but I hung with her, so it was different. I don't think she remembers me now. Can we get Shelley Craft on to talk about our Shelley Craft encounters?
Shelley Craft was slowed down by Sarah's face.
Okay, but
bad enough time to hang out.
She is the loveliest of loveliest.
She is very
She's
lovely.
Great. Anyway, Paris Hilton was there in the marquee, and we had just been talking with Rob Mills. The moment he set eyes on Paris and then they started talking and then next minute Paris is on Millsy's balcony.
Wow.
In the next day.
Wow.
Yeah, but she was like,
she was
so orange and she was like, that's hot. She was so orange and she was in one of those little kind of handkerchief dresses that were really cool at the time.
I never wore those.
And I remember thinking she's like a rotisserie chicken because she was so orange and she had this shock of blonde sort of crest hair and she just constantly rotated as all the paps took photos of her.
Really?
Yeah. Like just newer angles and she just rotated.
Unbelievable. So did you talk to us?
No.
To her?
No, didn't
what
speak to her, but she was in the group
that?
There. Well, we were kind of being ferried around from group to group and
for what reason?
Voting, because it was a national voting thing. So all during the carnival, people would vote for their favourite face. Okay. Apparently, I would get, do you know the highlight of that was Anne-Marie Bigger came to me, Agro's Cartoon Connection, and she was like, I voted for you! And I thought, that's it. That's my life made.
That's it, you've picked.
Anne-Marie, and I was like, I sent you a picture when I was 8. And I don't think she likes that. Nobody likes being reminded. No, she was lovely, but that's hard to hear sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah,
no, I didn't win. Mm. But that's okay.
Can we track down the girl who won?
Alicia?
And you can have a standoff.
Whose face is better now?
I still know one of the girls who won.
We're gonna put you both in Queen Street.
Well, Emma Scanlon was one of the other girls with me who was, she was a Dolly cover girl, I think, around like Miranda Kerr's kind of era.
Who?
She was beautiful. Emma Scanlon. I think she
was. Oh,
runs
yes,
PR.
I remember
she does
that name.
PR in, I don't know if it's WA or Sydney ages ago.
Guys, we've just received the most extraordinary slew of messages.
Okay.
I've got to read them out. Karina, I hope you don't mind. So Karina's saying she wants us to be like on a proper breakfast show.
We are on a proper breakfast show.
That's what I've said. She said, I just wish you girls were on for longer at a more palatable time because she loves the show. And I said, no, look, we're very happy with our little slice of hour of power. We'll leave the three-hour breakfast show.
The future is podcasting.
Been there,
got
the postcard.
Postcard wanted to tear it up in shreds and light it on fire. And I said, that's very nice that you love it. And she said, I listen to your podcast all the time and I binge it on the weekends. And I said, great. She said, I tell everyone about your show. I got my 18-year-old daughter addicted after she listened to your manual Macca's drive-through stunt.
Oh, God, that was years ago.
Years ago. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, when Sarah and I first, well, it was probably in our first year or two of radio, it came to light that Sarah didn't know how to drive a manual car. She still doesn't to this day. So
really?
I took it upon myself to teach her. I said, you will learn and I will be the teacher. So we got ourselves a manual car, thanks to our friends at West Point Autos, and we went out for several driving lessons, and the final challenge for Sarah was to take a manual car through a Macca's drive-through, stop, start, difficult on the clutch, right? Yeah. And Sarah ended up crying at the Macca's drive-through window because she couldn't start the car and there was a line up behind us.
It was like laugh crying. And all the 17-year-old Macca's attendants came out and started laughing. Because they could drive a manual and I couldn't. And then Lise was like, get out of the car, Sarah.
And then I had to drive it off.
Now, did you not even get through it?
No.
Oh, my God.
So that was such a fun story arc. Karina is saying that her daughter, Sarah, learned to drive a manual after listening to that show.
Because she didn't want to be the loser.
She didn't want to be like you.
You know what? I'm happy. I'm happy that people are learning from
sometimes
my mistake.
Dad tried
to teach me how to drive a manual, and this is the man who is like a fitter turner mechanic by trade, worked on vehicles in mines, what have you.
What
a failure. He bought a manual car for me to drive and then had to sell it because I just couldn't do it.
The thing is, we were so close, Sarah. You were doing it. We got you out of first gear and into second.
Hey, that's a big step.
That was a big step. All she would have needed is a few more
I know, but
goes.
I also never wanted to drive a manual because if I do, that's and when problem. I'm next up on the farms, Wills will try and get me on his tractors.
He doesn't need to know that you can drive a manual. He doesn't need to know.
I can't lie to my
husband. Oh, rubbish. When you go to Westfield Carindale, what do you think you're doing to him there? You're lying to him, aren't you? You're telling him that you've got something else
this is
on.
Old.
You've got this old thing.
This bag was just in the boot. What are you talking about?
The boot is Sarah's second wardrobe. It's like wardrobe B.
We've got a chat.
This is lasers. That's what I say.
We've got a chat.
Shivers, I need to make another coffee. I'm sweating.
Should we say who our chat is?
Oh, God, it's Nikki Webster.
I'm still missing your strawberry kisses. Is that how
it does, but gee, it took you a while to get off that first note, didn't it?
Oh, Karina's still going. Australia deserve to listen to you every day of the week. I guarantee Karina. Australia would be a happier place.
But Karina, people can
Karina,
listen
they
to
do.
Us every
day. That's what this show is. They do. They do, Karina.
Tell her we're doing the weekends for
I've
a couple
told
of weeks.
Her. Tell the people.
Oh, yeah. So Dylan Alcott, who's the famous Gold
Has
Logie
this been confirmed
tennis
yet?
Player. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's playing in the US Open.
Anyway,
so
the lesbians and serotonins deserve to know, even if it's not public
in
knowledge.
We're for National Weekend Breakfast the next 2 weekends on Saturday and Sunday. So you can listen more there 7 days a week.
Oh my God. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Workaholics.
You'll probably hear a bit of the stuff again.
Hey, I've got a really good story arc about maybe Sarah learning how to drive a manual car.
Let me tell you about a cockatoo that my mother ran into.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.